also winning on the Republican ticket, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, and he joins us on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. How you doing, Commish?
Good morning, Bob. Doing great.
Man, I thought you were partying late night, celebrating your big win. Mm-hmm. You did have quite a showing, but you garnered about 70% of the Republican vote, right?
Yes, sir. No, it was a very, very humbling win, and it's a real. You never know what to expect when you have a statewide race. Same thing last time, but to win every county well above 60% is really, really amazing. And you know, we spent all day yesterday actually in Jackson County, putting on a Farmers Feeding Florida program, talking about that with the peanut growers there and everything. And we got back in late, and we really got back in town about the time the election was over. And then to watch those results come in was real, really humbling and amazing. And what I told the team, and I mean the team, the department, hard work, and people recognize that hard work still pays off, and trying to do the right thing and manage all the state resources and the things that we have to do. And it's just really, really humbling to see that type of result.
I think that, since I've gotten to talk to you, really, as the Florida Ag Commissioner, you start to realize how big of a job it is, how important it is. And before that, honestly, it's not top of mind for the average person, I don't think. So it makes the job tougher to prove, hey, you've been doing it. But since I've been talking to you, I'm like, I talked to somebody yesterday, and they said, yeah, they already voted, and they voted for Matt the Welder. And I knew there was some popular groundswell for him to some extent. And I said, why? He goes, I don't know. He got some good ideas, this and that. And I said, well, I talk to the Ag Commissioner all the time, and I got to tell you, I can't find an area that he's not doing something. And I told him about the family and rural farmlands and all that. And they were like, wow, I didn't know any of that. And so
the thing is, but just think about the last couple of weeks, even while people were campaigning, and I did some campaigning and did some of that campaigning with Byron Donalds, and we're happy for his win, and we're looking forward to him being our next governor. But in the last few weeks, we've closed on several rural and family lands projects. I think we announced 2,600 acres just last week. Maybe I lose track of the days, but in the last week or so, we did more closings. We're well over, by the end of my first year, Bob, we'll have closed in the first 4 years, my first term, we will have closed on 250,000 acres of land in the state of Florida where we bought development rights that will never be developed. And if that was the only accomplishment that we had, that is a legacy accomplishment of 250,000 acres. And that's never been done anything like that. In the previous 20 years, there were about 55,000 acres that was preserved. So 250,000 lot, establishing the wildlife corridor as Senate president, trying to help preserve 18 million acres of the state of Florida so that our grandchildren's grandchildren can have the same quality of life that we do, right? We want Florida to thrive, not just now, but we want it to thrive 10, 20, 30, 50 years into the future, 100 years into the future. And but going yesterday to Jackson County, and I spent all day there with the peanut farmers, and there's about 35,000 acres of peanuts grown there. We also had a program that we just put in place last year called Farmers Feeding Florida. It's where we take food that would normally perhaps get thrown away, food that would get dumped out, and we package and distribute that food through our food bank system, through the Feeding Florida program. And we made that program called Farmers Feeding Florida. And last year, we distributed 58 million pounds of food on that program throughout the state of Florida, all 67 counties. And I learned yesterday it was 1.3 million jars of peanut butter went to those families. So when you think about the whole milk, when you think about beef that's being distributed throughout this state now, that just did not happen only 12 months ago. The legislature this year funded it at $35 million because they saw the success of the program. In the previous year was $28 million. And so when you think about the Department of Agriculture and you think about how do you preserve land for farmers, rural and family lands, how do you preserve the economy and making sure that we're providing for our most vulnerable citizens, Farmers Feeding Florida program, the 0% interest loan program we did after the hurricanes. It was first time in the history of the state. And we could really go division by division within the department and talk about the efficiencies and things. These are things that I'm very, very proud of. I'm going to be in Cross City this morning. We're going to be leaving in a few minutes to go to Cross City to talk to a lot of our forestry folks there and private industry. We know we've lost a lot of jobs in that industry in the last few years just from these plants closing. We're going to go have a roundtable and a discussion out what can we do as a state to promote Florida. What can we do to promote our industry? How can we help, bring some of that industry back in a better way, maybe better than it was before? Those are the things that the Department of Agriculture and as Commissioner of Agriculture that are I've enjoyed, and I've got an amazing team in Tallahassee. You know, Kathy Mears is my chief of staff or the Assistant Commissioner of Agriculture. She does an amazing job making all of these things happen, and it gives me as I travel the state. I'm gonna be at Cross City here in a couple hours, and I'm gonna be in Orlando tonight. But to meet with the people we get to meet with, and knowing how all of these pieces of the puzzle fit together, we're feeding our most vulnerable. We're buying fresh from Florida products to do that with, at a point in time, by the way, where that food may just completely go to waste. The Fresh from Florida program's been very successful the last 4 years. We went from 500,000 people engaged to well over 1.5 million people. And so farmers are seeing the value. Our consumers are seeing the value. And in addition, you know, we quit talking about it because there's not a lot in the news anymore. But, you know, we've taken over 2 million dangerous packages of hemp products that were targeting our children off the shelves the last 2 years. Our consumer services division is doing amazing work. And I look forward, by the way, we obviously will be asking people for their vote in November. And I look forward to really finishing up some pretty large projects that we have going on right now within the department. And it's been a real blessing to me and my family to be able to do these things.
The guy that's going to be competing with you, attorney and sports agent Joey Mendoza Atkins, I don't know. Does he have a big ag background? Have you studied your opponent yet, or what's going on there?
No, we were focused on the primary because that was the task at hand. And now that we're going towards the general, we will. There was really no activity. There was two Democrats running against each other in the primary. Neither one did anything at all that I'm aware of. I mean, like I say, zero. And so now we'll start focusing on November now. After yesterday, we ran through the line and ran through the wire, and we're going to run through the wire again now. And again, you know how we're going to do that mostly, Bob, just by doing our job. We're going to get out around the state, work with our farmers, make sure they have the resources they need, and our consumers. I believe that the state of Florida and the citizens will do the right thing.
Well, we appreciate having you on the air. Honestly, it's been very educational. We look forward to continuing our relationship, and we wish you the best of success. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, congratulations on your big win last night.
Thank you, sir.